This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and again, we're going to have a wonderful show tonight, and we're going to be doing some healings right off the bat here, so just kind of sit back and relax, and we're going to first do just a chakra alignment. This will get all of your energies aligned properly so you can accept more healings during this process of this show. So here we go. Go into your heart center, and it's moving around a little bit here, so you may actually feel your energies move with you as they move inside of your body. Some people actually feel like an internal earthquake in a sense. So moving the heart around, great. Throat chakra, great. Third eye, great. Power chakra, great. Second chakra and first chakra. Wonderful. We'll do an opening now. So here we go. So heart chakra. Use the word spin to open up your heart chakra. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down now to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, so if you like, you can scroll down on your screen. If you haven't already done so, if you're brand new to the program, then just click on Creation Lightship Healings and scroll down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar. You're going to see a beautiful light beam there, this photograph. We'll be energizing here in a few moments here. And if you want to communicate with us, the easiest way is to go to the BBS Fast Chat. And that's lit up blue beneath the light beam's picture here. Just click on it, and to the left will come the Fast Chat screen. Just type in your name and a quick message, and you can communicate with us that way. So we're going to activate this beautiful light beam for healings right now for you during this show. You can leave her up on your screen if you wish. And just kind of watch her. You're going to see her rays around her head change. I'm seeing a lot more pink coming forward in my screen here. And you kind of got to use your imagination a little bit. If you have your mind look at it, you may just start squinching your eyes, and trying to figure out mentally what's happening. But just kind of use your heart as you feel the energy move. And she'll start to energize your screen. Her eyes will become brighter. And you're going to see her become a little more three-dimensional. And a lot of people like to put their hand in front of the monitor screen to actually feel her energy. And you'll feel it if you're in tune. With feeling energies, it's very easy to do. And she's activated now. So what we're going to do is just have Sylvia come on now. And she can talk about her show here. So Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here, and welcome everybody. It's so great to be with you tonight. It's been a wonderful day with the Creation Lightship. We had a conference call today, and it was a beautiful conference call and got us really in the mood for this show tonight. So we're talking about oneness versus wholeness. If you had a chance to read the show info, then you'll know that that's our topic for tonight, and we're continuing our theme of reclaiming your spiritual identity and integrity, and that has led us to this topic of basically talking about the subject of oneness, which is a very popular topic right now, and there's a lot of books and people discussing what oneness really is and whether or not we are designed to kind of permanently dissolve back into source energy as a collective body, or if we are supposed to, be creative beings going forth into the universe for greater and greater expansion and so on. So there's been a lot of discussion about that, and we are all anxiously awaiting to hear Ron and hear him talk about the Creation Lightship's truth on that subject. So that's very exciting tonight, and of course there's going to be healings throughout the hour. So sit back, relax, and have a beautiful Friday evening with us. So already we have people on the fast chat that are asking for entity clearing tonight, so maybe we can continue with that, and then we'll just go from there into our topic for tonight.
Okay, so we'll first do some entity clearing. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. We're going to start to release some energies from you. And these are entities that kind of stick to us. They can just come to our skin and take away our energies, or they can come into our consciousness and also give us thoughts that they would like to do. And then sometimes those thoughts will actually lead us in that direction, and we may start doing things physically that we're not used to doing. So we're going to release these from you here. So this is very important. And like we always say, this you should be doing daily to regain your spiritual energy. You should always call your spirit back to you and do entity releases also. So we're now releasing energies from you, and we're going to bring back more of your spirit, and they're being cleansed and purified, the different parts of you that are and have left through the process here of being out of your body. So here we go. And as I count to 10, you're going to come more into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And clear away some more entities. And again, bringing more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And likewise, again, releasing entities and bringing you more into your body here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. So we'll just talk a little bit about oneness. Oneness, according to the light chip, is knowing who you are. And knowing who you are also means that since you were created from the divine, that you are part of the divine. It's not that you're going back to the divine. It's just that you have the attributes from your spirit, from the divine, as you were created. Like I said on other shows, everyone is created to typically go out to the universe and explore the universe. And so you're a creative being in love and light, and you leave the light ship, you leave creation, and you're then out on your own to experience the universe and actually to look back upon it through your own divinity as you do your creation. So that's what you're mainly created for, to experience the oneness of self, which is who you are, not to go back to the source energy and to be uncreated into nothingness. So that's kind of a misnomer that a lot of the New Age people think, that this place is so awful and you want to go back home and you want to be uncreated to come back into the divine energy. That's not a possibility. So this is kind of how the light ship views it, is, you know, and this is how it is that you're not ever going back into nothingness. You're going back to be a creative being, to experience another location in the universe, just like you have done here. And at that point, your home base energy is where you go into, and this is where your twin flame resides, so that you can be able to mirror back to yourself, communicate to yourself the oneness of yourself. And the oneness aspect would be that everything in the universe is created out of the same information, but you don't go into that information. It's much like saying that, are you going to be the ocean? No. Are you going to be a piece of sand? No. You're an individual expression. Each grain of sand is also connected to the divine, and it's in oneness with everything else, but it doesn't go into it. So that's kind of what oneness actually is that you are created from the source energy, and you have the attributes of that. And so you're actually learning how to if you want to use that term, maybe not here, it's more difficult here, but be able to experience the divine, looking upon the divine, and understanding your own divinity. So that's your own oneness. So did that answer the question good enough, you think, Sylvia, for everyone?
Well, I think that's a very good answer so far, and let's just talk a little bit about maybe understanding that a little more fully as far as how I think a lot of people that are into the oneness theory of going back into the source energy feel that, you know, there's really no way that we'll ever have a peaceful, beautiful, non-judgmental, non-dualistic world unless that happens. And, you know, the Creation Lightship is such a wonderful example of an environment that's just, you know, non-dualistic, incredible, heart-based love energy, perfect in every way. Everything there that is needed is instantly manifested. There's no, you know, conflict. There's no darkness. Yet the individuals exist there as, you know, the light beings that are each expressing their own divine creativity. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, somehow through the different teachings, people think that you have to have duality or darkness. Another cop-out is that we're here to experience spiritual lessons. That's another dark side implication of how to keep you here, and that you're never good enough, so naturally you're reincarnating because of that fact. So the only reason why you have a reflection is to see where you are in the reflection of the light, not to mirror back to you some awful darkness of pain and trauma or anything else. That's not the reason why you have the reflection. So the reflection is to see more light, not to see darkness and then to see how far away from darkness you are in the light. So remember that the false teachings of the dark side mimic 99.999999% of the light. And unless you really look at it and observe it, it will look like 100% that these teachings are of the light. And remember, the dark side is very tricky, and you have to understand that there's only light, and the darkness doesn't hold that frequency, but they mimic it very nicely. And so that's why most people are very confused, especially now, because there's so many people bringing out teachings, especially of ascension now, because that's kind of the main buzzword, because we are going through a shift in consciousness here. And it's just a way that the dark side can fool and trap you and steal your soul from most of these practitioners that have brought into their consciousness these dark agenda energies without them knowing about it, but not really going into their heart to understand what's happening. I'm sure that all of you, and I'm going to be stepping on toes again, have probably went to a channeler or been involved with a channeling session somewhere. And you watch, and the channeler does connect with something, and they may call upon just picking on, say, Archangel Michael, and they come in and maybe it takes them a minute to connect. Well, what are they really connecting to? A lot of this is energy that's probably more mental, which is the way the dark side works in the matrix. So you have to get out of that matrix energy. And Archangel Michael is created in the illusion, okay, like a rubber stamp of him in the matrix. And they can bring in the false teachings here through a channeler. And the channeler might be very nice. And they may give a lot of good information. I remember seeing one years and years ago, just kind of switching the topic over a little bit. And this lady was channeling somebody, and somehow she also was selling a product. And this product was some type of maybe soap or something or something like that. And so during the question asking that people were doing in the room, somebody asked a question, what sort of related to that, that this soap mic helped her, this person. So the channeler then says, you know, as Archangel Michael was speaking through her, that this soap would be good for her. Well, right away I go, that's interesting. You know, so you do have to be very cautious. And like I say, even on this program and any other program that you listen to, you want to go to your heart center and listen through your heart, put ears on your heart, and see what is really truthful for you. Your spirit will never lead you astray. And this is the difference between most of the people doing their energetic healing work now using mind energy, which has been very prevalent the last 100 years in the New Age metaphysics movement, versus heart energy, which really isn't talked about that much. And so it's easy to use your mind energy to do many, many things, but the heart energy is where you want to go to. So, and those teachings are what basically killed Jesus, because he was bucking the system, you know, and he was teaching heart versus mind. And so mind is when you worship things outside of yourself, which is not a good thing to do, because then you're giving your energy away to some force outside of yourself that's collecting your spiritual energy. Remember, your energy comes from your spirit. And then at that point, they can tap into you and even do some stealing of your soul. They can take it to different dimensions and everything else in the darkness, and you're wounded for life just because you gave your condolences and you aligned yourself, not knowing that you did, to the dark agenda because it sounded good to you, because your ego just really loved it. This is why you want to stay heart-based. And so this is the teachings that we have here on this show, is to always go within to your heart and have your heart guide you. This is the teachings of Jesus. It's very, very simple, and this is what everybody should be doing. So there's no such thing as suffering here. There's no such thing as you trying to learn a lesson. You can do that if you want. If you think that your suffering is amounts to something that you have to go through and understand and learn, that's the dark side teachings, too, to trap you here, because then you're never good enough. You need to just walk away from that and know that you are a divine being and that your spirit is with you to help you in this process. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, we have a great question on the fast chat, which ties into our topic, which is, without suffering, how can there be compassion?
Well, I guess that's a good question. Compassion probably is brought here because of suffering. So really, where you should be in your life is you should be in the, I'll use the word, observation mode, okay, non-judgmental energies. Remember, you don't need to have duality, okay? Why can't you just create and create and create from your spirit doing this work from the divine, okay, working through you and not judging it and not judging anybody else? So just think if you had no judgment and everything looked wonderful to you, there would not have to be any need for compassion, okay? And so the masters that came down here did have the compassion, you know, because they needed something, because the people here were so entrapped by the darkness, which basically is their ignorance of not going within. So that's kind of how I sort of see it. So I hope that sort of helped you somewhat. But compassion is just a way to look at a situation, I think, that is not right, and maybe you have pity on someone, or you wish that they were out of their situation. And that situation was not brought to you in love, typically. It's brought to you in darkness from the dark agenda that's controlling you.
Well, I'll just briefly recap for anybody who's just tuning in now. So far on this show, we've had chakra alignment and chakra opening, and also Ron activated the beautiful light being on the screen. So she is fully activated for you. If you'd like to bring her up, just click on Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down a bit, and you'll see the beautiful light being on your monitor. So we're talking about the topic of oneness versus wholeness. And let's talk a little bit about what it means to be complete in one's own spirituality. And I think we could say that a lot of us feel, or what we feel and experience in our lives a lot of the time, is not really us. It's not our divine nature. It's not really our spirit. It's the baggage and the earth-based emotions and the densities and traumas and all that kind of thing that we are experiencing, as well as the energies that influence us from other people or, you know, mind control and all kinds of things that are going on. So we have all this baggage that's kind of in the way of us experiencing what it's like to just be whole and complete in our own divine self. So that leads to the topic then, I guess, of how do you clear out that baggage? How do you get those things out of your space, so to speak, so that you can really be in that beautiful love energy of your own spirit?
Well, the first thing is you need to somehow release the baggage that you have, which is judgment from your ancestors. This is what I talk about on every show. And when that's released from you, then your spirit can more fully come into your body. And when your spirit's in your body, then entities can naturally leave you because they're just holding the space where your spirit is not. So it's very important to get these things out of you and get away from judgment that your ancestors programmed into you. So I'll just do a sample healing. I do this in almost every show. So we'll just do some clearing of your emotions here. And remember, the emotions are kind of the trap that your body's dealing with here. Remember, this planet is, in a sense, people call it an emotional planet, a water planet. And that's where emotions are stored in the New Age talk. So basically what you are is a body that is, in a sense, somehow created to store emotions. So what I perceive is that the Earth Spirit is using the emotions in you to sample life on the surface on how much love you have for one another and yourself. And that was the initial intent why the Earth Spirit created, remember, it's a creative being, it created emotions. On the light ship, there is no emotions there, okay? It's just pure love. You don't need to have any kind of emotional energy on anything. It's just pure love energy, and love heals. But down here, we have emotions, which is judgment. So you could just say emotions are judgment, how it's judging the divine as good or bad, which can go over to is this creation a good creation or a bad creation? Is this painting a good painting or a bad painting? Or is this car a good car or a bad car? Or the same with people. So as you judge, you have that energy inside of yourself stored in, from your ancestors on judgment, and you're attempting in this lifetime to release your baggage, which are these judgments. And this judgment is preventing your spirit from coming into your body. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. So your genetic memories, associations with them, because you can't get away from, because that's what your body is. Your body at some point was a light body, and then it was, in a sense, we'll say, genetically engineered by other beings and brought here on this planet. And it still contains the initial blueprint of a light body, even though we're still physical dense forms. And so what we want to do is get back into that energy where the body can release the judgments to become a body that is a spiritual physical body versus an earth-based physical body. And that's the difference. So the earth-based body has judgment. The divine spiritual physical body does not. The ascension process is to have your body become a spiritual physical body where it's connected to the divine with your spirit completely integrated into it. So that's the ascension process from the light ship. This is why I say, how much do you love your body? Do you want your body to die in this lifetime after the ascension time happens? the universal shift, or do you want your body, which is loving and wanting to do, to evolve spiritually? So this is a spiritual body too, but it's not integrated with your spirit enough to do that. So it's up to you to move forward and to do the work physically, whatever that would be, to get rid of judgment out of your body. So here we go. I'm going to give you a little helping hand here. This is what I do for sessions for people to get them into their body more, to allow you to be more spiritual. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing. So I'm going from this point in time to your last birthday. The light ship is doing this for you. It's an instantaneous healing. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So I'd like you just now to sit back and look at emotionally traumas that you may have experienced in the last couple of years. Just kind of visualize them. See how your body is responding to them. Remember, this is not really a mental exercise. You're not on the mental plane. You're in the emotional plane. You're looking at how the body is storing these energies. And you will typically find that as you look at a situation that would normally scare you, make you angry, etc., that it will be released from you. The charge will be released. The light ship will never take away the experience because you're here to experience. But the traumas involved, it will release from you so you can become more spiritual, more in your body. So just take maybe a little bit of time here. I'll put some music on momentarily here. And just kind of go within and check out a few situations that you've dealt with in your life. And they should look very, very distant to you. The light being on your screen that's fully activated, ask it to come into your heart, this beautiful energy. That's the only way she will enter. She will never go into your mind. And ask this beautiful light being to also do some healing work with you. Little different now toward your experiences that you had recently in the last few years, and you should feel different. These normally are they're about 90% done right now, and they're a permanent healing that you don't have to repeat. So there are different types of healings. There's a sensory body healing, there's a pain body, there's a feeling body. There's many other healings. I do a chakra healing where I go back and clear your chakras for each year of your life. They can get out of a balance. I can reintegrate your spirit for each lifetime. and also for this particular lifetime from year to year. So there's many things that we do to get you more whole and complete in your body. So as you hear me talking about these different types of healings, this is what all of you should have been taught, you know, through your religious beliefs here. So even though it may sound like a lot that we're doing here and why there are so many of them, this is what humankind should have already instilled, you know, at least, you know, the last couple hundred years here before, you know, the dark side came in. So all this should already have been done for you. Like I've said, we're at the graduation point. You're like one step away from reaching your diploma and grabbing it and leaving here. And because of our wonderful Galactic Federation, by not holding spiritual integrity, who have failed us completely, we're now, you know, at, you know, like kindergarten or preschool here with this process. It's very, very sad. So it's up to you to do the work now. You have to do, you know, like, you know, finals and midterms all at the same time in order to do this ascension process. So it's not easy. Remember, you have to have your spirit fully integrated into your body for the ascension process. Regardless of what anybody else tells you, your spirit has to integrate with your physical life form to bring in the frequencies for ascension. And this is the whole thing. It's, you know, you can't read it in a book. You can't pay money for a special attunement or go to Egypt or go to the different places on this planet to have enlightenment or talking to a monk or a rabbi or being blessed. You know, you have to get the energy out of your body so your spirit's going to be with you. This is the whole thing. So square one is you must be in your body for ascension. And unfortunately, you know, it hasn't been taught that way. So, Sylvia, what's next?
Well, we have some questions on the fast chat that would be great to answer. We had a question about from Kyle and Adriana, hearing that you have a new healing that does work on the womb or the fetus. So, and I think we have mentioned that on one previous show. It is a relatively new healing and a wonderful healing to talk about. So can we get into that for a minute?
Yeah, I'll see what the light ship wants to do with that. What we'll do a little sample of this healing here, okay? So what we're going to do is they're saying they're going to start with the 6 months of your life in the womb here, and we're going to clear away traumas at the 6th and 7th month for you so you can kind of see what it's like. Now, these traumas are what your mother experienced in her life. Maybe she got scared or afraid of something. It could be any things. And it's also what you've experienced. So just think of yourself maybe being in your mother, and it's very comfortable, you're relaxed, and all of a sudden she goes on a roller coaster ride, you know, and you're terrified, okay, because all of a sudden things are happening to you, and maybe you don't like roller coasters today, you know, I don't know, but it had an imprinting on you, and so that trauma is still with you, so it could be anything like that, so, or maybe your mother enjoyed arguments with people, so... to this day, maybe you argue, you know, maybe you're afraid to argue, you know, it could be the same thing, trying to release energies to get balanced out, but we're going to do this clearing now, so here we go. So 6th chakra, this is for the 6 months of your life as you're in the womb here, so 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and now we're going to go to the 7th month. This I do week by week, but this will give you an idea here. So 7th month, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. This is probably about a 30% healing here. So you may have felt something shifting with you. So again, just like you just to sit back and relax and just see kind of how you feel, because this has been an energetic shift for you. And just kind of examine yourself. And see how your energy and your body feels right now. something did happen. Now is bring in your baby energy here. So this is you as you're probably developing. This will be before you actually come to the earth plane here and come out on your own. So this will be maybe the 8th to 9th month of your energy. So it'll be very, very pure in your body. So here we go. We're going to bring it into you right now. And this is you. And this energy normally you probably forgot about. So here comes your own divine energy and the softness of who you used to be. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just kind of sit back and relax and just feel who you are. I'll turn it over to you. We have probably less than 20 minutes here. So,
well, that was a wonderful sampling of that. Maybe we can talk just about the four different steps of that clearing for people that might be interested in receiving that.
Okay. What happens first is that we go through 1 through 9 months and release the trauma that you've experienced. Maybe that your mother imprinted on you. And then the next part of the clearing, we go week by week, and this is to release energies from you and then until you're actually born. So we go, say, the full 36 weeks. The next part of the session, we do what we call spirit infusion. And the first part is releasing the density. The second part is we allow your spirit and with your conscious input to imprint into your creation of you new genetic codes. So, and another way of saying that, let's just say that today you're an architect, okay? And you have a lot of information, but you feel like maybe you'd like to get a little bit more, but you just can't pull it out of yourself, okay? You took all the classes, but you want to be a little more creative. Well, before you were born, your spirit pulled out enough DNA for you that it thought you would need in this lifetime to be an architect. But maybe way back when, there's some hidden energies in your DNA that could help you. And so it can help recreate that and bring it forward. So you're actually rewriting your history in a sense, but you're actually creating energy that you can use in this lifetime right now by it going through and bringing more information to you for what you need right now. And this can also be used in a different way, where if you have a physical problem, you should also be able to rewrite your history of like maybe birth defects or just something that maybe could be wrong with you. So you could also have your spirit correct that for you. And this is what this healing is all about. And then the last part is to eliminate the traumas during going down the birth canal. You know, everybody is delivered differently. So that process is the trauma is released from that. And then what we do is do another releasing of energies as you're out, you know, in the cold earthly experience here. Maybe they put you on an ice-cold table. You know, naturally they have to cut the umbilical cord and maybe spank you, we'll say, prodding you, poking you, taking blood, and all that's traumatic. And so we can eliminate that energy, too, from you so that basically when you're done with this whole process, you do feel a lot different because these traumas that affected you during this first part of your life is traumas that, you know, you're living with today. Remember, history repeats itself. And by doing this, you can become a much better person and have more awareness because these energies are released from you. So this is what this healing is all about, is to recreate your past, in a sense, and come into more wholeness so that your spirit is not traumatized. Because it can take away the traumas as it's created during this process. The light ship does that. So any trauma that your spirit's experiencing, too, that's needed to heal you, if it's wounded, you won't get a healing there. So the light ship will start to heal your spirit along with these emotional physical problems that you're dealing with.
And then there's the wonderful part of that clearing, which is bringing in that beautiful divine baby energy like you just experienced a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just great. If you can feel energy yourself, you can feel who you are, and it's just so wonderful to know that, you know, you were this nice, soft, loving person. And naturally, through the hard knocks of life here, we kind of lose that because we don't have any memory typically of that because it's been maybe, in a sense, stomped out of us, beaten out of us, you know, just from the hard knocks of life here.
So I guess we'll take a few minutes to just remind you of some things coming up before we end the hour with more healing. And one thing I'd like to say is thank you, everyone, for the wonderful comments on the Fast Chat. And speaking of the Fast Chat, if you have things that you would like us to talk about on upcoming shows, particular topics of interest to you, or if you'd like to share with us your favorite healings or things that you would love to have on a future show, if you could please give us a note on the Fast Chat, that would be wonderful. Or if the Fast Chat doesn't work for you, you can also just email Ron. His email address is just down, if you scroll down a bit, past the light being. It's healing@creationlightship.com. So we would love to hear from you about that. And Ron, can you talk a little bit about the wonderful conference calls that go on every week?
Yes, we're having a very special one tomorrow. The cost on it is $60. It's 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a four-hour lightship healing. So if you like what we're doing on this show, these are just strictly just a very, very minuscule taste of what we actually do. So if you're interested to facilitate more healing with yourself, to become more of who you are, then this one here is very, very nice. And we do 7 gallons of water charging. So you can contact me on the email. And if you're interested, I can give you the number on the conference call, and you can then send me a check. The next thing that we have is every Mondays and Fridays, we have a one-hour lightship healing. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and that's a good way also to integrate more healing. So, you know, it's up to you how far you want to go with your divinity. You know, we do a lot of talking here about it on the show here, but it's up to you to want to put the effort out to get into your body. And with densities in you, it's very, very difficult to do, unfortunately. There's no real magic pill you can take or reading a book to get there. You know, like I said, time is short for the ascension process here. If this show was 200 years ago, then you could probably figure out and check with other modalities to do something, but we're really at the end of the time here. So the lightship is probably the only quickest way to be able to do these different types of healings, because time is so short, and they're here to do that. That's why they come here, to help humanity. So that's the main thing, is to reclaim your spiritual identity of who you are. And that's kind of the whole process of why we have this show, to help you to do the ascension process. So anything else we could talk about, Sylvia? You know, the lightship healings are just wonderful. So the taste that we're giving everybody is just a sample. Once you go to the lightship and you're there for an hour session, they do so much more work on you. And it allows you to, you know, regain who you are. And you, in a sense, you know, rub your elbows, you know, and bodies, you know, with these masters who, you know, are there to help you, all these beautiful light beings, to facilitate the ascension process, to raise your consciousness higher so that you can become in your body for the ascension. And it's your choice. You know, it's up to you if you're choosing to do this or not. You know, most people, I find, don't understand what we're doing. They don't understand the significance of having your body have immortality so that you can live in a piece of non-duality and bliss like the divine is. And just unfortunately that, you know, this hasn't been around for a long time. And it's, you know, the lightship is here, so it's up to you to move your feet, you know, get out of your mind and do the actions to help yourself.
We have another question I'd like to get to, a couple more before we go into bringing in some divine energies in for people to experience. And one of the questions is wondering if the judgment from ancestors that gets stored in our body, as you spoke of earlier, is that what's taken care of with the sensory clearing, or can you get that with the emotional clearing as well?
Yeah, the main thing, what you're dealing with in this lifetime is done through the emotional clearing. This is what has surfaced in your body to be worked with, okay? So this is what your spirit and your body thought it needed to be processed and brought up, because that is the most detrimental thing to the body right now. After you clear those energies, then you'd want to have a sensory clearing, which would be the past energies of your ancestors. Now, some people also have become very sensitive to their surroundings. This is why we do the sensory clearing. This is also like icing on the cake. And so everybody has different areas that they work in. Some people work in feelings. Some people work with their sensory bodies. Some people sample energies through pain. So everybody's a little different, but each one of these clearings, you know, is a way to release these densities from you so that your spirit can come more fully into your body. But like what I always say, the most important clearing you could have is the emotional clearing. If you see me one time, hear about me one time, do the emotional clearing. That'll allow you to have more of your spirit in your body so that you can start to work with yourself. Otherwise, your spirit cannot and will not come into any energy that is not of love. And judgment is not love energy, so it can't come into you. So this is the reason why we do this clearing. So yeah, the most important would be the emotional clearing. And like we mentioned before, just take your age times $5. And if it happens to be over $300, that's the cap that I have. If you're, you know, 90 years of age, it's still $300.
Well, since we are nearly at the end of our hour, and we talked about the beautiful energy of the Creation Lightship and that wonderful environment that they have there, let's, if we can, please bring it in, and maybe we could actually bring it in through the Lightship insignia and activate that.
Yeah, so just scroll down on your screen, and the Lightship insignia will appear. And the show tomorrow, the conference call, is about ascension. And the light beings are there to help you with special ascension codes. So, you know, if you're interested in moving forward a lot, each time you go to the light ship, they do more and more to you. And the longer you're there at one time, the more work they can do. So it's a wonderful conference call if you're interested in that. So we do them once a month, and this is the one for this month here. So it's kind of, like I said, up to you if you wish to want to get more into your body and allow yourself the gift of ascension. So go to the Lightship insignia. It's about a third of the way down on your screen. And we're going to bring in one of the divine source energies. And we'll start with number one here. We'll bring in a couple here. We'll bring in number one and number two, but number one will come in first. So just sit back and relax. And this is one of the, if you want to use the word, creative beings of the universe that will come into the Lightship insignia. There's 12 of them up there, and they are the ones that do creations throughout the universe. So, and each one has their own particular attribute of themselves. And here we go. It's coming in right now. So, again, just sit back and relax, and you can have this wonderful experience as this light ship insignia, this being comes through this into your heart center. All these healings are heart-based energies. Lightship only works in the light, only created light, never created darkness, and they work with love energy. So this is their love to you right now coming in. This is creation energy number one. bring in one other energy before we sign off here. We're getting close to the end of our show, so we'll bring in energy number two. And we'll just let this energy stay here, so I'll be signing off in about 2 minutes here. So we'll just allow this energy to go through here and just relax, and here it comes, number two. Minutes here, and so I'll be signing off, and we have a show tomorrow, and also the four-hour session tomorrow also if you're interested. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all, and good night. We'll see you tomorrow for a Creation Lightship Healing.